Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third, the left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Olander reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance bunts towards the mound. Pretty fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Allison steals second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. Quilici moves to third. Rosboro moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ulander bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roseboro for a passed ball. Bradford moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.